Jesse Allen here at the Farm Progress Show, talking now with Zach Bauer with FS. Zach, it's great to have some time with you here today. Hopefully you're enjoying the show so far.
Yeah, it's great. Usually Farm Progress Show is 110 degrees, and it's terrible, but it's really nice out here under the tents this year. Nice breeze and beautiful outside.
We definitely lucked out, and especially coming back after not having a Farm Progress Show last year. This is definitely nice for sure. Zach, let's talk FS. Let's talk heading into the fall and winter, looking at fuel needs, looking at propane. You know, obviously, we know there's a lot of different issues out there with supply chains, et cetera, but talk to me about the fuel and propane side. What are some things we need to consider as we go into the fall and winter?
Sure. So I'll start out on the liquid fuel side, distillates, diesel fuel mainly. You know, right now we're about even at the five-year average, right where we need to be. So there's really no concerns Midwest-wise on supply levels of diesel fuel. Now, demand hits, we get into fall, and you could have some issues with transportation here and there, but nothing widespread. We don't really look to have any issues as far as the diesel fuel goes. We're getting the time of year right now on gasoline where they'll switch over to winter grade gasoline. So you could see some maintenance things and terminals and things like that. But our recommendation now is to make sure your tanks are filled up going into harvest, and that'll help alleviate a lot of those issues that could come up. On the propane side, you know, in the Midwest, we're about 22.5 million barrels Midwest inventory right now, which is about 14% below the five-year average. So the biggest thing we've got going there is I saw a report this morning that at least Central Illinois is got 4% of the corn crops mature, and usually the average is about 10% this time of year. So that could be a sign we could see a little more grain drying right out of the gate. With a lot of additional fungicide acres here applied in the Midwest, that could help with that as well. You know, make sure your dryer tanks and propane tanks in general, homeowners, everybody's got their tanks full going into fall here. If we extend this grain dryer situation or grain dryer season out, I guess, we could see some supply issues. And typically it's not that we don't have the propane in the United States. It's getting it where it needs to be in time. So it's more of a logistics and timing thing for us. So the Gulf showed another big draw on the EIA report today. Exports are high. And so just keep your tanks full and be prepared for, you know, any issues that could come up.
Definitely a good thing to consider for sure. And another thing, too, is lubricants. Obviously, we want to make sure our equipment's ready to go, not only for fall harvest, but then when you're putting it away for winter. So talk about the lubricant side a little bit.
Yeah, so at FS, we have we blend it, we back it is our motto. We actually blend and package all of our own lubricants out at Council Bluffs, Iowa. So everything from passenger car motor oil up to any ag type equipment, up to mining equipment and everything in between. You know, motor oil, hydraulic oil greases, and then the diesel exhaust fluid. We've got some manufacturing sites that we're doing our own diesel exhaust fluid as well. So, you know, as far as energy goes, at any of the FSs, we can take care of all of your needs on the farm or you know, commercial business wise. So.
And I'm sure if producers need to take care of some of those needs, probably the easiest could be stopped by their local FS retailer, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. GoFurtherGoFS.com would be our energy website as well. So you can look into more of the products there and find the retailer nearest you if you're not familiar with that person. So,
Zach, I appreciate the time here at the Farm Progress Show. Thanks for catching us up on all things FS. We appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.